Good morning. It's Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Keg. We're here with DFS Army, and I'm here for another NBA First Look podcast for Saturday, February 27th, 2021, and we have seven games on tap. I will again be using DraftKings as the backdrop as I go through things, but I will talk about FanDuel pricing. And again, I won't forget this time. We'll do a sample FanDuel lineup at the end of this video. Again, we'll talk some injury news, maybe some pivots off some things that I think probably going to be chalk, and just overall, just kind of going over the slate to get your day started off right. So with that, if you like this video, hit that thumbs up button for me, subscribe to the channel, and turn that notification on so you know when I upload these videos. And let's just dive right into this and see what we got on tap for today. All right, here we go. First game on tap, Cleveland at Philly, 223 and a half over under. Philly favored by 10 and a half for Cleveland. Of course, no Kevin Love. Torian Prince is out as well. And on Philly, there's no Tobias Harris. So let's first start on the Cleveland side here. They're going to need Jared Allen to go up against Joel Embiid. We all know this. They're going to need the size. They don't really have anything now that, you know, that Drummond's not playing. So 8-3 on FanDuel, 8,400 on DraftKings. I don't love it a lot because it is going up against Embiid, but he's going to have to play mid-30s to high-30s minutes. They don't have anybody else out there. And Embiid's going to be out there a ton with no Harris. So I think you can play him. I don't think he's the first guy I would look at playing. It's not – the price is getting up to a point where it's kind of towards, you know, where there's not a whole lot of meat left on the bone. You know, 61, 45, 56, 43, great numbers, but at 8K – I need a 50 burger out of him in tournaments. And yeah, he's put it up in two games against OKC and Houston, which has no defense at all. So I think he's in play, but not somebody that I'm trying to force into my lineups. But, you know, over there on FanDuel, 8,300, maybe I can look at it there. On DraftKings at 8,400, I don't know. I'd have to see how it goes and the rest of the lineup. But don't absolutely love it here. Now, with no Prince here, I'm curious if they'll start the rookie Okoro or if they'll go back to Chetty Osman. Chetty Osman, 5,800 on DraftKings, 5,100 on FanDuel. You know, he's been coming off the bench, which sucks because, you know, they need the size. And if he's still not going to start, I don't have any interest in him. If he does start, I want him. But they've been starting the Isaac Okoro. He's 3,900 on FanDuel, 4,400 on DraftKings. Problem with Okoro is just there's no real offensive ability. He's more of a defensive guy. But at 4,400, you know, I guess you can look at him because he's going to play a ton of minutes. He's only 0.52 fantasy points per minute for the seasons. So like I said, he's not like a great output guy. Now, if we had Chetty Osman, Chetty Osman's a 0.82 fantasy points per minute. I wish we were getting mid-30s out of him, but the way Cleveland looks like it's going, they're going towards Okoro. So we'll have to see here. Again, they're you know, double-digit dogs here. Garland at 5,700 on FanDuel, 6,600 on DraftKings. I like that price on FanDuel. I think you can get away with it. But on DraftKings, I don't really love it here at all. So, not a whole lot of love for the Cleveland side. To me, it's like, I guess you can look at Allen, JaVale McGee, 3,400 on DraftKings. You know, I guess you could look here a little bit. You know, he's going to have to play some minutes, up against Embiid as well, but, 3,700 on FanDuel. Just the minutes are never going to be massive for him. You know, 11, 14, 6, and 14. I do think they're going to need more of the size against him, but I think they're just going to run Allen out there as much as they can. It's hard to love any of these guys. So let's go over the Philly side real quick. Joel Embiid is 10-3 over on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, he is priced at 10-3 as well. Yeah, man, he should be able to do whatever he wants up against Allen here. We don't have any Tobias Harris. I'm going to throw him in this lineup real quick. Even though he is 10-3, 1.60 fantasy points per minute. It's only going to go up with no Tobias Harris out there. The rebound should go up with no Tobias Harris out there. Ben Simmons is 9K on FanDuel. He is priced at 8,700 on DraftKings. I think that is a way you could look at as well. He's going to have to be a little bit more offensive minded without Tobias Harris out there. So I don't mind if you want to run both of them out there together. I definitely Embiid, if you're picking one, is the guy I want over Simmons. But yeah, you can run both of them out there. Shake Milton, 4,200 on FanDuel, 4,200 on DraftKings. On FanDuel, Shake Milton's 4,200 as well. You can look at a guy off the bench, 23-18 over his last two. If he gets the minutes, he can put up points, so I don't mind him. Seth Curry, 4,700 up on FanDuel. They finally got him off of 4K, 5,400 on DraftKings. He's an interesting guy because he's going to have to do a little bit more scoring with no Tobias Harris out there. So he makes an interesting tournament option. He's at right around 0.73 fantasy points per minute for the season. I just think that the shots are probably going to go up a little bit. Cleveland's not the best team in the world. So there's a ceiling of 40 out of him. It's just more volatile. So I don't love Curry, but I don't mind him. It would be Embiid, Curry, and Simmons are the guys I look at. Maybe a little shake, but not too excited about it. Let's head on over to Minnesota at Washington. I giggle a little bit about this because, talking about two horrific defensive teams. You got them right here in this matchup. So you're going to want a piece of this action. Injury consideration, Davis Bertans is questionable. 235.5 over under. Washington favored by 4.5. You're going to want a piece of this game. Now, Saunders is out. Yeah, finally. Got rid of that dude a couple games ago. So the minutes are finally going to probably, hopefully, go towards where they should. You know, they should be heavy cat minutes, heavy going towards, Edwards, with no Beasley in. And no D-Russ, it's going to be the cat show, right? He's going to do everything. He is 10-1 on DraftKings, 9,700 on FanDuel. I don't mind pairing both of them up. Like, if you want to spend up on center, I don't mind going like a cat Embiid lineup, and spending up with these guys. Now, we have to find some value to do that. I prefer Embiid over cat, but I get it. I get the pivot off of him directly, too. I mean, if he's going to play mid-30s minutes, we've seen upside out of Cat in the past, and if he's going to get the minutes, you kind of have to like it. Anthony Edwards is an interesting piece here. 6,300 on DraftKings, 6K on FanDuel. The minutes have always been there, but they've been up even more. 37 minutes over his last. He's going to chuck when he's out there, man. 45, 24, 21. I want a piece of this rookie, especially with no Beasley out there. He should be the second scorer out here behind Cat. We can look at a couple other guys that they have on tap, but for me, it's basically Edwards, Cat, and then we can look at some Ricky Rubio as well. So I'm going to throw, Rubio 6,200 on DraftKings, but only 5,100 on FanDuel. I love that price on FanDuel for Rubio. Again, with Saunders shipped out, the minute should be back up to where it should be, and he's got 40-point upside. So I like Rubio, but I think I would go Edwards here. I like him, put him at the small forward position. I'm going to slide him in here in this lineup. I'm not going to put Towns in it because it's going to cap us a lot, but I think it's an option that you can go and one that I would look at. But those are the guys I would look at. McLaughlin's always an interesting piece for me. 3,800 on FanDuel, 3,900 on DraftKings. He seems to, he only put up 6 fantasy points last game against Chicago, but before that, 22, 22, 26. He's pretty consistent for a cheap value play. So keep that in mind against a bad Washington defensive team. I don't mind looking at him. So another guy we can look at is maybe Vanderbilt at 4,100 on DraftKings, 4,400 on FanDuel. Played 34 minutes against Chicago, put up 32 fantasy points. So we'll have to kind of see a little bit more how this new coach is going to, put the rotations out there. But at the same time, you're going to want some pieces of these guys. And so, Naz Reid at 4K on DraftKings, 4,500 on FanDuel. I prefer, Reed's just going to back up mainly Towns. So I prefer Vanderbilt here going up against Washington. So, Edwards, Vanderbilt, Rubio, Towns, all these guys are definitely in play. I'm throwing Edwards in here just with the minutes I know that are going to be very secure into the mid to high 30s. I'm going to throw him in here. On the Washington side, again, Bradley Beal, a 9,200 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is 9,600. 9,400 for Westbrook on FanDuel, 9,900 on DraftKings. So, again, you get the discount on FanDuel, which I do like. So I love Westbrook on FanDuel. DraftKings don't really love it at 9,900. But again, Minnesota, they're not a good defensive team at all. So you can attack them multiple ways. And I think you're going to want a piece of this side on Washington. It's just you're kind of deciding where to go with it. So I don't mind either one of them if you want to throw Westbrook or Beal out there. I do love Westbrook just because of his triple-double upside. He got it last game, 16, 10, and 10. For 52 fantasy points. Now at almost 10K, you almost won a 60 spot out of him, and he's done it. Two of his last four against the Lakers in Portland. They've been on a road trip here for a while, first home game in a while. So Yeah, I don't mind some Westbrook if you want to throw him out there. You know, against Minnesota, he could put a 60 piece up here. So we might throw him in this lineup, but he is expensive, and no, I'm going to try to force in. Rui Hachimura, 5,800 on DraftKings, 5,800 on FanDuel. Again, I don't mind playing him. If Bertans is out, the minutes should be secure at that four position. Played 38, 36, 37, 37 over his last four. But the production hasn't really been there for his price. 29, 24, 24, and 31 just is not going to get it done for us. But a place that we can definitely look. Mo Wagner getting a start. He started center last time. 4,500 on FanDuel. Is he still almost min price here? 3,600 on DraftKings. Put up 19 fantasy points in 18 minutes against Denver. You know, there's times where he's going to, you know, get you 10x this price tag. And Minnesota might be it, you know. But they have a lot of ways they can go. You know, they get Alex Lynn and Lopez there. So it's not super exciting to play. And they might need Robin Lopez. Maybe they start Lopez here up against him. So Lopez at 3,700, 13, 10, 20. And the thing is just, you know, Wagner's got the upside. If I'm going to take a shot at any of these centers, it's him. But we all know the usage, 35% each for Beal and Westbrook. They get all of it. It's all going to be them. Again, if Bertans is off, I guess you could look at, you know, in tournaments, you know, maybe we look at a Raul Neto, you know, 4,600 on FanDuel, 4,500 on DraftKings. I know he went off for 34 against Denver. Again, it's a good matchup, but, you know, I don't think I'm going to chase those points at all, but someone you can look at. But basically, it's either Westbrook or Beal here. Even though this is a great matchup, I still think you want one piece from each side. You know, it's one of the higher totals on the day, and I think it's second. Looks like it's the second highest total of the day behind the Dallas-Brooklyn game. So going to want a little piece of this game. Let's head on over to Indy at New York. Indy at New York, we got a 217 over-under. Indy favored by one. Jakarr Sampson is out. Elf on a Shelf Payton is doubtful. So on the Indy side, Sabonis, 10-6 on DraftKings. That is expensive. He is 9-9 on FanDuel. Better price on FanDuel for me. The Knicks aren't a great defensive team at all, so I don't mind if you want to, you know, take a shot at him. But that's a little expensive on DraftKings. I don't think I'm going to go here. I'm not a lot of, you know, 8-2 for Brogdon on DraftKings. 7,700 on FanDuel. I don't mind that. TJ McConnell's down to 5,500 on FanDuel, 5,600 on DraftKings. The minutes have been back down. You know, they were up there into the 30s for a little while. Now we get back down to 24, 27, 28. Be interesting to see if those get back up. I don't think on the slate like this, you need to go after him in that mid range because I don't think there's a ton upside, but maybe more so on FanDuel where you got to play 2 point guards. Excuse me. But again, I think it's Brogdon and Sabonis here, more so on FanDuel. DraftKings, I don't love the pricing. I'm not going to go too heavy on this. Over on the Knicks side, Julius Randle, 9,400 on DraftKings. 8,900 on FanDuel. Again, I don't think I'm getting here with some of the other plays that I want in a low total. I think what we're going to do is go right back down to these guards, right? Indy's a tougher matchup, though, so I'm not super excited about it. But Derrick Rose, 5,700. If Elf is out, he should see good minutes. 5,300 on DraftKings. Put up 30 points in 28 minutes last game for the Knicks when Elf was out. Again, I don't mind this price at all. I think he's a guy you can slide right into there. He should see about 30 minutes. So we're going to throw him in the shooting guard slot in this lineup as we go through it. now down here quickly, instant offense. The rookie is, if you haven't watched him, if you watch one game, turn this in and watch this kid once, man. He is an instant offense. He's got a sweet floater. Love watching this kid play. Put up 35 fantasy points in 20 minutes. And again, that's the thing. They end up blowing out Sacramento here. They're a horrendous team. When they fire Luke Walton, I'll be doing backflips. So I don't think we're going to instantly see a ton of minutes here. Now, he was 4,100 last time. I love playing him. 4,800 is a little – he's got to be super efficient here. He's been Derrick Rose actually been a more efficient fantasy point-per-minute player than Quickley has, and his minutes are more secure. So I'm going to go Rose here. Quickley is your pivot off of Rose in tournaments, but – I feel more safety out of Rose, and with Quickley's price going from 41 to 4,800, 41 to 4,800, I don't love it. He's priced at 5,500 on FanDuel as well, so can't really go there. Don't love a whole lot of this team. Alec Burks, 4,600 on FanDuel. I don't mind that a little bit. Noel, 5,300 on FanDuel. 4,600 for, again, for Burks here. He played 25 minutes, so he played more than Burke. He played more than Quickley. So if you want to take a shot, I think I love Burks because he's a small forward shot. So I don't mind taking a shot at him. But again, just with Elf in a shelf out, they have a lot of guards they can go to. It's not like somebody's going to get a plethora of minutes all of a sudden. So just keep that in mind. Rose is the one guy that's going to be kind of locked in, him and Randall. Barrett, I'm not too excited about. This is not a good matchup against Indianapolis. So I think if I was going to throw another guy in, it would probably be Burks at 4,600 and throw him in a small forward slot, but I'm not going to right now. We still got four more games on tap. And let's head on over to Denver at OKC. 224.5 over under. Denver favored by 7. Paul Millsap and Jermichael Green are still out. On the OKC side, Al Horford is probable, and Diallo is out. So Horford had the rest night last night, so we don't have to go back to Roby here. Jokic 10-9. Again, we got a lot of expensive centers on this slate. No problem playing Jokic here. I just don't think it's the slate to do it. I would rather play Embiid. I'd rather him play Cat. But Jokic is always going to be in play. If Jokic was going to go up against, I would say, Roby, I love Jokic. Horford's a little, even he's old, he's a better defender. So you can always play Jokic. I'll never say fade him, but I'm saying if I had to list him, he would be a notch down from Embiid. And Cat for me in their better matchups, but no problem playing Jokic at all. Michael Porter Jr., 6,200 on FanDuel, 6,500 on DraftKings. Tournament play, but 37 and 30 over his last two, playing 41 and 40 minutes, man. I mean, those minutes are just absolutely awesome. So if he's going to continue to play high minutes, he's been a fantasy point per minute over the season. So, if we're going to get decent minutes out of him, I don't mind playing him at all. At this price on both sites. So he's a guy that we can definitely look at playing against OKC that, doesn't play a ton of defense. So we can look at him. Jamal Murray, 8,800 on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel is 8,700. He's continued to just put up monster numbers. 55, 49, 45, 68 over his last four. Just continues to get it done. Not worried about any defense at all from OKC, especially on a back-to-back. So you could fire him up. I love him in tournaments. I said it last time, and he did real decent, and he's never owned. Nobody owns him. He can be volatile at times, but again, I think that's, in tournaments, that's the kind of guy I want. I want that guy with major upside here. I think we might slide in Porter Jr. in this lineup. We'll put him right there. But again, it kind of hurts us. That's what I mean. You throw Porter Jr. and Edwards and all these guys, and with Westbrook, we only got 3,900 left. So I don't know if he's going to be able to work in this lineup. But yeah, that's the guys I'm looking at. I'm not going to chase Barton here. I don't like it. You can play Barton if you want to. Barton 5,200 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, 4,700. I guess he's a little better there. Monte Morris, 5,200 on FanDuel, 5K on DraftKings. He's priced up the point I can't play him. I like him better when he's like 4,500. Getting heavy minutes though, So tournament only, and that's about it on this side. Over on the OKC side, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander up to 9,100 on DraftKings. Woo! He is 8,300 on FanDuel, so very much in play on FanDuel here if you want to look at him. Al Horford, 6,400 on DraftKings, 6,300 on FanDuel. Again, he's going to play today. He was just resting yesterday. But 36, 32 over his last two. I don't mind if you want to give him a shot going up against Jokic here. They're going to need his size. So I don't mind looking at him if you want to play him as a center option at this price on both FanDuel or DraftKings. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I ain't paying 9,100 for him. 8,300 I will on FanDuel, but not on DraftKings at all. Roby's out of play with Horford coming back, so I'm not going to consider him. Theo Maledon, he's still going to play a ton of point guard minutes. Had a great game last night. 4,300 on FanDuel. 4,900 on DraftKings. Put up 40 fantasy points against Atlanta. It was a good matchup. Had 12 assists. And so if the assist numbers can get up like that, he's going to be extremely helpful. So on FanDuel, more for me, 4,900. I'm not going to take a shot on him. Kind of Dort, same kind of way. He's going to play a ton of minutes. 4,200 on FanDuel. I do like some Dort, though. I don't really like it. 5,200 on DraftKings. But 29, 23, 27 over his last three. Been pretty consistent. But at that price, I need a little bit more out of him. So FanDuel for me. Let's head on over to the next game here where we got Utah at Orlando. This game is sitting at a 218 over under. Utah favored by 10.5. James Ennis is out for Orlando. Utah should be able to take care of business here. They are in a back-to-back 3-4, going up against Miami last night and actually losing, which is surprising. But Mitchell continues to be super consistent. 46, 43, 40, and 55 over his last four. Going up against Orlando, should be able to tear up Michael Carter-Williams, do whatever he wants against him. They don't have anybody with him. Fournier, nobody's going to stop him. So Mitchell, super consistent. Like him on FanDuel. No problem playing him at DraftKings. Again, on tournaments, nobody will own him. Rudy Gobert, 7,600 on FanDuel, super cheap. Over here on DraftKings, 7,400. Going up against Vooch, I don't mind some Rudy Gobert on both sides if you want to go there, especially on FanDuel. That's priced down quite a bit. So I don't mind him on both sides. Mike Conley, same, 6,300 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, 6,200, 1.09 fantasy points per minute. He's only going to play around 30 minutes. It seems to be played 33 last night, but before that, 27, 29, but put up 31, 40, 32. Been pretty consistent. Thinking guy you can look at playing. No problem playing any of these guys. Pretty low over under, though. They should be able to handle Orlando pretty easily here. So maybe we want to take a shot at like a Jordan Clarkson off the bench. 5,800 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's 5,500. Love that price. But I have no problem playing these guys. I'm not going to take a shot down here on a seven-game slate. I think you're going to look at a Mitchell. I think you're going to look at a Gobert, Conley, Clarkson. These guys right here, all very much in play. Again, that Conley price seems and Gobert seems like there's a little bit more meat left on the bone out of those guys, especially Conley. So if I had to pick one, it would be him. Over on the Orlando side, excuse me, Vucevic is up to 10K. I can't pay that for him. Not on a slight. We've already went through all the other centers. Embiid, Cat, Jokic. You're paying up for center today. I'll tell you that right now. 9-7 on FanDuel. I just can't do it. He's going to be the team. But if it's going to stay close, if you're going to put multiple Utah guys, you got to bring Vooch back. But I don't think, I'm a little worried about it. 10K. I can't really go there. Evan Fournier, 6,600 on FanDuel, 6,500 on DraftKings. Another kind of guy, he can get hot, but against Utah, I'm just not liking this. It's like a game I'm just kind of crossing off. Maybe use one or two Utah pieces if they're like a last to get in or just trying to get different a little bit. But I'm almost a full fade here on this Orlando side. Terrence Ross is 5,700 on FanDuel, 6,300 on DraftKings, especially on DraftKings. All these guys are overpriced to me. So it's a full fade on DraftKings. FanDuel maybe can get away with 5,700 on Ross and he catches fire, but I don't really like it. We're just going to kind of skip this game. Let's go over to the Pelicans at San Antonio Spurs. We have a 228 over under. New Orleans favored by 4. Rudy Gay is out. LaMarcus Aldridge is questionable. DeMar DeRozan's questionable. Vassell, Weatherspoon, Keldon Johnson, Derek White are all out. They've been dealing with the health and safety protocol with the COVID crap. So on the Pelican side, Zion is 8,800 on DraftKings or FanDuel, 8,900 on DraftKings. He should be able to dominate whatever he wants here against the Spurs. I don't care who they have. They don't have anyone that can stop Zion. So Zion's been kind of on a little bit of a tear lately. 54, 49, 48 over his last three. I love seeing the 37 and 40 minutes in two of his last three games. Because the kid needs to play a ton. He's young and he just dominates, man. He's so much fun to watch. I saw a block, man. Guy went up for a layup and Zion just like, I ain't going to block a little bit. I'm going to volleyball, smack that thing off the backboard. And I love that dude's energy. It's just like play. Just love the way he plays. Ingram, 7,700 on FanDuel, 8,300 on DraftKings. Again, it's like it's really hard to pick where the production is going to come from this whole team. Lonzo Ball, 6,900 on FanDuel, 6,700 on DraftKings. Adams, 5,300 on DraftKings, 5,900 on FanDuel. Better price on DraftKings. So, you can consider some of these guys. Someone's going to probably go off. It's just hard to pick out which one's going to do something. It could be a Josh Hart game again. He's had some monster games in the past as a tournament option. 5K on DraftKings, 5K on FanDuel. Like he's hit or miss. 18, 15, then we get a 40 out of him, then 26, 14, then a 43. So hit or miss with him. Basically, for me, it's Zion, it's Lonzo Ball. This is not a Bledsoe game for me, but 5,100 on DraftKings, 4,900 on FanDuel. You can attack the Spurs any way you want to. So all tournament options for me, but no one I'm throwing in cash games. Over in the Spurs, now we got to see what's going to happen with DeMar DeRozan and LMA. If both of those guys sit, then we're going to go right back to some of these cheap guards again. We're going to have DeJounte Murray, 8,200 on FanDuel, 7,900 on DraftKings. He'd probably go right back into the core consideration. But we're going to need the news on what they're going to do with DeMar DeRozan and LMA. Because if they sit, then he's going to be in play. I think he's in play regardless, but he would be a core play for me if we didn't have no DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan, 7,600 on FanDuel. 8K on DraftKings, can't pay that, but I like that price on FanDuel. No problem playing him. Jakob Poeltl is 5,900 on FanDuel, 6,500 on DraftKings. I don't like this price at all. If LMA sits, though, the minutes have been there, 35 and 37, but going up against Adams is not the best matchup in the world. But I think you can take a look at him if the minutes are going to be that high, especially on FanDuel. That's a good price up on FanDuel. And then these guys down here, if these guys are out again, you know, we can look at Trey Lyles at 3,800 on DraftKings, 4K on FanDuel. I would like him as well if he got the start and there was no LMA. They brought LMA off the bench last game, so we got to consider that. I was kind of curious what they were going to do with him, but he came off the bench, played 25 minutes, put up 24 fantasy points. So if he comes off the bench again, I would consider something about the same, from Pop. So, but like I said, if we had no DeMar DeRozan, we have to consider Patty Mills again at 4,700 on DraftKings. 4,100 on FanDuel is way too cheap again. Lonnie Walker, same kind of thing. 4,300 on DraftKings, 4,300 on FanDuel. So there could be a lot of Spurs value we could throw in here. But it's like, let's say those guys are out, just to consider this lineup. I would play Trey Lyles in this thing, and I would come in here, and I would look at maybe a DeJounte Murray. He's put up 51 and 55 over his last two with those guys out. And they're going to need his scoring. I don't mind playing a Walker as well. So maybe we play a Walker and a Lyles in this lineup. And this is like contingent on DeMar DeRozan sitting. So and even if LMA plays and they play him off the bench, if Lyles starts, I don't mind him at 3,800. If he comes off the bench, I get super worried that his minutes aren't going to be there. And it's Pop anyway, so he can do what he wants to. But this is where we could get some value. So circle this game and make sure we are on top of the news. And with that, if you've been liking what you're hearing, you like these videos, hit that like button for me, subscribe to the channel, turn that notification bell on. And if you want up-to-date news and up-to-date cheat sheets and everything else going, head on over to DFS Army and sign up using promo code CASHKEG and save yourself 10%. We had a few good winners last night on FanDuel this time. Had a 10K winner and a 5K winner. Two nights ago, we had a 100K winner and a 10K winner on NBA. So we've been on a little bit of a heater here for the crew, and I love to see big wins out of that from the community. So come over and join us and see what we're all about. Let's continue on here, onward with the last game of the night. And it's the biggest total of the night, so you're going to want a piece of this, and it's a close spread. 238.5 over under, Brooklyn favored by 5. Kristaps the Unicorn Porzingis is questionable, and Jeff Green is questionable for Brooklyn. On the Dallas side, Luka Doncic 10-8. I don't think you're going to get to him. Great matchup, though, going up against Brooklyn. In tournaments, more so on FanDuel. FanDuel is 10-6. You can usually get away with playing more of these guys on FanDuel than on DraftKings. On DraftKings, he, you know, is 10-8. Tournaments for me, but man, it's a high over-under. He's going to have to, if Porzingis is out, if you look at his last few games here, yeah, they got smacked against Philly, 29 minutes, put up 32. Before that, 60, 42, 66. You're going to need like an over 60 burger out of him at this price. So I don't mind if you want to slide him in then over Westbrook. Westbrook seems a little more consistent lately. Luka has the 80-point upside that I don't think Westbrook really does compared to Luka here in a game like this. Kristaps, if he does play, 8,100 on FanDuel. I'm sorry, 8,100 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, 7,800. He's interesting on both sides if he does play. I'm curious what they'll do with him, if they'll ship him or keep him around. But I don't like watching his game at all. I'm just not a fan of it. And I don't think it fits well with Luka's playing style. Jalen Brunson, 4,900 on DraftKings, 5K on FanDuel. I'm sorry, flip that. 5K on DraftKings, 4,900 on FanDuel. I do like some Brunson. Been doing real well lately. 20, 29, and 34. But, you know, this game kind of suits him real well, especially if we do get that Porzingis is out, there'll be more minutes for him. Tim Hardaway Jr., 4,800 on FanDuel, 4,900 on DraftKings. I don't mind him as well. I can, again, all these guys better. Porzingis sits. Josh Richardson, 4,500 on FanDuel. Love that. 5K on DraftKings. Again, 19, 23, 33. But again, a pace up spot like this against Brooklyn, I could see them going, you know, pretty heavy. These guys, again, Brooklyn can play kind of small as well. I think they prefer to play small and not have Jordan out there. So I'm not going to play any of these other guys. If Porzingis does sit, you probably see, I bet you see Powell start this time. But hell, you don't know what Rick Carlisle is going to do. He could start Willie Cauley-Stein. Kleba's there, 3,800 on FanDuel, 4,200 on DraftKings. There's no upside playing Kleba. I would much rather play a Hardaway, a Richardson, a Finney Smith, even 4,500 on DraftKings, 4,200 on FanDuel. But all these guys are not really fancy point per minute kind of guys. They're pretty low on all this. So all of them are sub one fancy point per minute outside of Luka and Porzingis. So, I'm looking for the cheaper guys here. On the Brooklyn side, heading over there, James Harden is 11K on DraftKings, 10.9 on FanDuel. Kyrie Irving, 9K on FanDuel, 9,300 on DraftKings. Again, Dallas is not a good defensive team. I think you can play either one of them. In the lineup that I currently have built, don't have room for one of them. But again, this is where I could take Westbrook out and slide in, a Harden or an Irving. I prefer Harden just because of his upside, the assists, the triple doubles. I mean, he's a 1.37 fantasy points per minute, where Irving is 1.27 for the season, but you get almost a 2K discount, so I get it. But I do like what Harden does a little bit more than Irving. DeAndre Jordan, 5,400 on FanDuel, 5,700 DraftKings. Don't love it. If you wanted to look at playing Bruce Brown at 5,300 on FanDuel, 4,900 on DraftKings, I guess he's a guy that you could look at here. Shamit kind of went off the other game, 32 fantasy points in 29 minutes, where they just smacked Orlando. So a lot of that time was in garbage time. So it's really hard to really trust all these guys, but it's a high total. You're going to want somebody here. So maybe you stack this up. Maybe you do like a Luka Harden bring back here. But just going through this real quick, the one thing that we have to kind of consider is just looking completely at the lineup construction. And it looks like there's so many expensive point guard or centers I want to play. I might be playing some cheaper guards, but there's a lot of good studs on here. So you're going to want to be all over this and make sure that you have a piece of it. But this is the kind of lineup I'm looking at construction wise. I think Edwards kind of fringe, Westbrook's kind of fringe, because you could put a Harden in here, you could put a Luka in here. I'm not sold on this, but I think at center, I want at least one of the studs that we talked about earlier. Let's slide on over to FanDuel real quick and kind of figure out a lineup here and see what we got going on. So let me pull up FanDuel and kind of go over a sample lineup for FanDuel here. All right, so FanDuel here. Let's see what we have going on. Like I said, it's a lot easier to build stud teams on FanDuel just because of the softer salary. I talked about Derrick Rose. He's 5,700 on here. I feel the best about him. Even in a hard matchup against Andy, he can still get his shot. The big thing is we need the Spurs news. That's going to kind of dictate a lot of things. I still think at center, we're going to start with a stud here. So we're going to start with a Jokic, an Embiid, a Towns. If you're going to go mid-range here, you're definitely looking at an Allen or Gobert. And if you're going cheap, I don't mind Al Horford at 6,300. I think we're going to spend up here. I think Embiid's just going to pound the crap out of Philly. I think he feels safest, but if it gets out of control, they have no problem sitting him. So maybe Towns is the good pivot. But we'll throw Embiid in this lineup. But again, all these guys are very much in play, all three of these guys. I want to run that second point guard back. Now, you can go Luka, you can go Irving, Westbrook. I like Westbrook for the matchup that he's going to be in and consistency-wise, but I have no problem going up to Luka. Irving's right there. Tournaments, I really like looking at Jamal Murray. If you want to come down here and go maybe a second cheap point guard, maybe look at a Conley, or a Rubio is really cheap as well. I don't mind him with the new coaching staff going up against Washington. Or maybe you want to do a Rubio-Westbrook combo, bring back a little, uh, little bring back. I don't mind that as well. So we'll throw Westbrook in this lineup. Small forward, like we talked about, Porter Jr. is getting a lot of minutes against OKC. I think you're going to throw him in this is how you start. I don't know how you're going to, you know, go to your second port here. It's a pretty weak position. I don't like Fournier up against Utah. Ingram against San Antonio, I guess you could look at if you wanted to look there. They don't have a good defensive team. Rui's not going to get you ceiling, but he's going to play a ton of minutes if Bertans is out. So he's a guy we can look at down here. I wish they were playing Chetty Osmond more minutes, even up against Philly. He'd have upside, but they're not. You know, Luke Walton down here. I love Josh Richardson. I would say if Porzingis is out, Richardson would be my guy that I would throw in here. But we also got, you know, Dougie McBuckets, you know, 4,400. Finney Smith, 4,200. You know, these are the guys that I think I would kind of look at in my small forward position. Over here at power forward, there's a lot of ways you can go. You could spend up for Randall or Sabonis against each other. Don't love it. Zion's been on a tear. He's been super consistent, so maybe we throw him in this lineup as well. Look at all this. I prefer Zion to Kristaps regardless. But again, bigs against Brooklyn. Maybe Porzingis plays, maybe he has a 60-point game. You know, just tournament's option only for me. And then we're down here like Noel, 5,300. Vanderbilt, 4,400 seems cheap. He's been getting a few more minutes here. Played 34 last game against Chicago. If we know we're going to get good minutes out of him, I don't mind Vanderbilt at all. Again, Trey Lyles as well. If we're going to get the start out of Trey Lyles and LMA is off the bench and we have DeMar DeRozan now, I kind of like Trey Lyles too at 4K. So I look at one of these guys or Vanderbilt at Lyles. You know, Roby's not in play anymore because we have, like I said, we have no, Al Horford is back. Sorry. So we can't play Roby anymore. So I would look at that. I'm sure Kleba is going to be popular if Porzingis does sit, but there's no upside out of that man. So we're going to throw Vanderbilt in here just because of the matchup. So then shooting guard, you're left around 5,300 in a lineup build like this. And it's kind of rough because there's a lot of ways to go shooting guard, you know, Harden, Beal, Mitchell, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. There's a ton of ways to go out of here. So maybe you even want to do this and you're say, well, I kind of like playing Rubio. Let's play Rubio in this lineup and gives us a little bit more money to mess around with. Then we could look at a Mitchell here. We could look at a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, have a little bit more freedom if we get off of him, to go in this direction. You know, again, Tim Hardaway Jr. 4,800. I don't mind looking at that if we get Porzingis not playing, so we can look there. Joe Ingles is up at shooting guard instead of small forward. They decided to move him. Dort 4,200. Lonnie Walker 4,200. So say we do get DeMar DeRozan not playing. I'll throw Walker in there all day long, and you're left with 10,800. You're just a shy bit short of Harden. You could probably figure something out here. We could throw Harden in this lineup, come down here to Vanderbilt, and put in Lyles. If we had no LMA, and would make this lineup fit pretty nice. Kind of one that's not too bad to look at. There's different ways you can go, but hopefully that helps. And I remembered to do the FanDuel lineup this time, unlike yesterday. So with that, I hope this helps you out. This is the NBA first look for DFS Army. Again, I'm going to do a few more videos today, so look out for them. And I hope this helps you make some money. And with that, I'm Cash Gig. Deuces.